WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Besides the mega action films in movie theaters this summer like Die Hard and Rambo 3, there's also some lighter fare. Midnight Run teams up the unlikely pair of Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin. A Fish Called Wanda is directed by Charles Crichton, who's best known for his comedies in the 1950s with Alec Guinness. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of both.
I have a weird question. Would A Fish Called Wanda and Midnight Run be better if the acting in them was worse? A Fish Called Wanda is a crime farce in the spoofy black comedy style of the 50s Ealing Studios pictures. In fact, the Ealing director Charles Crichton, who's now 78, directed it. But his civilized tone tames whatever outrageousness the script once had. The wittiest writing comes in this scene, between Jamie Lee Curtis, as the double-crossing femme fatale, and Kevin Kline, as the crook who hopes to whisk her and a cache of stolen diamonds off to Rio.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people! I've known sheep that could outwit you. I've worn dresses with higher IQs, but you think you're an intellectual, don't you, ape?
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Jamie Lee Curtis is terrific in this movie, partly because she's not all that skilled an actress. She delivers the lines and the winks and the double takes, and doesn't bring anything more to the party than is absolutely required. But Kevin Kline is too much actor for his sketchy role. He gives the character more traits than the script can handle, and in the end all we get is a noisy blur. Likewise, the magnificent John Cleese, who makes his dull barrister entirely too subtle and touching, and Michael Palin, who can do 80 funny things at once and is wasted doing only one. The acting in A Fish Called Wanda makes you want to follow the characters to places this flimsy little movie can't take you. It makes you long for what should have been. On the other hand, the acting in Midnight Run makes you long for a different movie entirely. This action comedy was directed by Martin Brest, who made Beverly Hills Cop, and it has the same galumphing chase with laughs formula. This time we get Robert De Niro as a bounty hunter and Charles Grodin as the persnickety accountant he's dragging from New York to L.A. The movie is painfully familiar, all explosions and gunfights and the usual dumb repartee in which one guy eats hot dogs and the other guy tells him how bad cholesterol is. The trouble here is that Grodin is a splendid comic actor who can combine amazing ordinariness with amazing craziness. Here he's allowed only his amazing ordinariness. You ache to see the Grodin hiding just off screen. And then there's De Niro. Listen to a single line of his. He's just been picked up by a gaggle of FBI agents, all of whom are wearing sunglasses, and all of whom want him out of the way.
Can I ask you something? These sunglasses, they're really nice. Are they government issued, or do all you guys go like to the same store to get them?
Now, when De Niro says, these sunglasses, they're really nice, he's blowing the gag. The gag is that he's talking about the sunglasses, not about the serious subject at hand. And the longer he natters on after the sunglasses are mentioned, the more the joke loses its steam. In short, De Niro's comic timing is off. He's never as funny as the movie needs him to be. Yet, by the end, he's brought astonishing shades of anxiety, conflicted morality, and hidden grief to a character who, as scripted, is little more than John Q. Tough Guy. It's an amazing performance. What a pity that the movie encasing it is Midnight Run.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.